Welcome to your Calvary Creation Minute. This is Steve. Many Christians have been encouraged in the faith by the book of Acts, which tells about the birth of the church after Jesus' resurrection. But have you considered its stunning accuracy as a historical document? Let's look at a single chapter in Acts, chapter 17. There are physical evidences such as the location of the cities mentioned in Acts 17:1, Amphipolis and Apollonia, which are ideally situated for layovers if a traveler such as Paul wanted to go to Thessalonica. The synagogue also mentioned in Acts 17:1 has been found by archaeologists. In Acts 17:14, it mentioned that Paul would go away via sea travel, which is actually the most convenient way of traveling to Athens, particularly in the summer because of the favoring east winds. In addition, cultural and lifestyle details attributed to the Greeks in Athens, such as the philosophical debate in Agra, mentioned in Acts 17:17, and the common pastime of discussing new ideas, mentioned in Acts 17:21, have all been vindicated by archaeological evidence. Archaeologists have even found an altar in 1880 that was dedicated to a Roman god on Palatine Hill, where the inscription states, quote, "whether to a god or a goddess," referring to the famous verse in Acts 17:23 where Paul speaks of the altar to an unknown god. You see, some people, including Christians, confuse the Bible as only containing moral or spiritual truths. But the Bible is the Word of God, so it must contain truths in all areas, including history and science. That's why it's such an extraordinary book, a book unlike any other book in history, because God Himself is the author. To learn more, contact me at creation@calvarychapel.ca and listen to our new podcasts on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts.